Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 13th of January 2023. It's great to have you with us. The Bible reading today is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 to 23. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means, I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Today's article, titled Good News for All, was written by Anne Letitia. Mary Sumner, founder of the Mothers' Union in the 19th century, was so nervous about speaking at her first meeting that she asked her clergyman husband to step in. But his gentle encouragement and her passion to help mothers from all kinds of backgrounds helped her overcome her fears. The meetings helped mothers support each other, while Mary taught them how to know and live well for Christ. A prayer she wrote and prayed daily reflects her heart. All this day, O Lord, let me touch as many lives as possible for you. Mary's prayer affirmed her belief that the good news of Jesus is for all people. In this, she followed the Apostle Paul, who wrote, I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means, I might save some. While staying true to Jesus, Paul accommodated himself to the various people he engaged with. Jews, God-fearers or unbelievers, the confident, broken or demoralized. Compelled by Christ's love, Paul gave generously of himself, all for the sake of the gospel. Seeing individuals as Jesus sees them inspires us to reach all kinds of people. Those we don't usually associate with at work, the neighbour who's still a stranger, the unknown friends we could make in the group we've just joined. No matter how different we might feel, we can share the blessing of Christ with them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please help me to love people who are different to me. As I grow to know them, help me to bring them your truth, your love and support. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.